Perhaps you've seen a bowl of fruit on the table and you go to pick it up only to find out that it's fake, not real, but imitation, not living, but dead. My friend, there are a lot of people that not profess themselves to be a true Christian, but the fact is the fruit tells the real story. Fruit deals with character. God is concerned about your character, who you are. Jesus said, "You'll know them by their fruit."
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We're so happy you can join us today on Truth and Fact, and we are in the Gospel according to John chapter 15, verse 1. Jesus says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it might bear more fruit." And so God is concerned about our Christian character. In fact, the fruit of the Spirit is the true characteristic of the Christian life. It's the evidence of the Spirit-filled Christian and that the Spirit of God dwells within you. And I believe that that's imperative that there be evidence of the Christian experience. Why is that? Because there are those who profess to be saved, but their life or lifestyle proves otherwise. Friend, if one is really saved by God's grace, then there should be some evidence of this encounter, because talk is cheap. And it's easy to profess to be a Christian, but let's not be fooled by mere talk. For those who are abiding in Christ Jesus, there will be evidence of this true encounter with the Holy God. There'll be some kind of evidence that the Holy Spirit dwells within your heart and life. There'll be some kind of manifestation of Christ in the heart of the believer. There'll be some evidence of life. Jesus said, "You will know them by their fruits." The word "know" means to know upon some mark or recognize. We can also use the word "distinguish." People are quick to cry, "Well, you're not supposed to judge, you're not supposed to judge." Well, how about this one? You're not judging, we are distinguishing. In other words, we are recognizing you based upon some mark in your life, and the markings in your life tell us what you are. You may have the markings of a worldling because you're living a sinful lifestyle. Or you may have the markings of a Christian, not because you say you're a Christian, but we see the evidence of you bearing your cross. We see the qualities or the characteristics of Christ in you. We see the separation. We see the selflessness, the holiness. We see the righteous living. We see the love. We see the joy, the peace. We see the long-suffering. We see, my friend, we take notice. We take note of the fruit. Notice in John 15, Jesus says fruit. Well, let me explain to you what the fruit of the Spirit is by telling you what it is not. It's not the works of man. Man may say or have some aspect of love, goodness, self-control, patience to a certain degree, but unless man has been changed by the regenerating power of God, it's nothing more than man's efforts. For there to be fruit of the Spirit in a person's life, there must be the indwelling Spirit. You can't have one without the other. Let me give you an example. Sometimes you might see a bowl of imitation fruit on the table, and it looks like the real thing. But when you pick it up and try to take a bite into it, you find out real quick it's not the real thing. You found out that it's not living fruit. It looks real, but it's fake. It looks living, but it's dead. And that's about the best a man can do. Whatever man tries to produce is dead. The Bible refers to them as works. Works cannot produce life. Only the Spirit can produce life. Man has tried for thousands of years to produce life by works. Man has tried to make it to heaven based on their good deeds, but you can't do it. It doesn't matter how hard or how long you try. The only way it's going to happen is by faith. It's faith in God. Faith in what Christ has done at Calvary. The Bible says, but without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Paul said, the just shall live by faith. The Galatians had started out by faith in Christ, but then they were trying to produce life by the works of the flesh rather than by faith. My friend, a lot of good people start off right, but they may not end right. We must start by faith and also continue by faith, and then and only then will the fruit of the Spirit be manifested through our lives.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.